The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
I'm Gennarji O'Sullivan for Co-op Radio 100.5 CFRO The Pulse. My special guest today is Sue Baines. She is a music therapist and also teaches Bachelor of Music Therapy degree at Capilano University. Today we're going to talk about Music Therapy Association of BC and CAMT. What is it? Sue Baines, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit more about your background. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Toronto, but I grew up in Calgary, and I loved music my whole life, and played music professionally, but I wanted to be able to use music for health, so I went and studied music therapy.
And when were you playing music as an entertainer?
Oh, that was bad. I mean, I've been entertaining first since I was about 17, so lots of decades of playing at different kinds of places, playing piano and singing, or playing guitar and singing.
And what's your favorite role? Do you like to sing, or is like piano your instrument of choice?
Yeah, piano's my first voice. That's the first instrument I played, and I did sing as a child, but I just love to play the piano, and it's still a big love, but I love singing. It's really fun to sing. And in my work in music therapy, people are typically singing with me, and that's really a lot of fun to inspire people to sing and have some fun with it too.
Oh, really? And tell me, did you compose or continue to compose your own music?
I did compose when I was younger, and then once I became a music therapist, I do compose songs with people as part of their journey, if that's something they'd like to do. But just recently, I started to writing my own songs again. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, it's fun.
That is therapy all on its own. Whether, you know, some people think, oh, I couldn't, I'm not a musician. But, you know, if they were to begin to write music, they would be able to find their voice and an outlet, which would enable them to cope with the daily stress of life, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, music is a great supportive strength for me. Music is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm never lonely because I always have music, and if I feel really excited, I've got music for that, and if I'm feeling sad, I've got music for that as well.
And did you start off taking music therapy, or did you just begin by training to be a music therapist?
I went to do a bachelor's degree in music therapy. I know musicians do work in healthcare settings, but I felt I would have more knowledge and also have access to working with people who had higher needs if I did the training program. So I went to Wilfrid Laurier University in Ontario and did my bachelor's degree. And then I had the good fortune of heading to New York City to do my professional practicum. And then I did my master's in music therapy as well at New York University and continued practicing. And then years later was invited to do a PhD in music therapy at the University of Limerick. So I've had a wonderful time studying about how music is helpful to people, but also helpful to cultures, helpful to our society, now how we can use music to make things better.
And so now you are providing training to get Bachelor of Music Therapy at Capilano University, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the program is 45 years old this year. And it was started by two people, Nancy McMaster, who still teaches in the program, and Carolyn Kenny, who is an Indigenous music therapy scholar. So we are very blessed to have had Indigenous knowledge and consideration woven into the fabric of our program right from the beginning.
So what would we learn if we were to participate in your courses?
It's a bachelor's degree, but the first 2 years you can do at any university. They're in music, studies in music, and also in things like psychology or anthropology, biology, just to know more about how humans function. And then you audition into our program to start in the third year.
Some people
do their third and fourth year at Capilano U.
So they can gain skills in music therapy and practice and clinical disorders, improvisation and counseling skills and more, apparently, right?
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive program at CAPU. Our students are working in all kinds of settings. I work in long-term care, but our students work everywhere from schools to correction facilities to treatment centers, hospices, hospitals, just any kind of healthcare and also educational and correction settings.
What can you share with the listeners right here, right now, pronto tanto? Give us one musical therapy kind of coping sort of skill.
I would say the thing that would be most helpful to people is many people listen to music on their phone or a listening device, and it's to create playlists for yourself that can support you when you have different kinds of emotional needs. So if you're feeling really wound up and you need to relax, it's good to be able to just hit that playlist that has those songs or that kind of music that really helps you to relax. And I want to add one more thing, is every human being is musical. We're born musical. And our colonial culture, unfortunately, discourages many people because it creates this idea of there's one kind of music that's better and this sort of idea, whereas children sing before they talk. They babble and coo. We all walk 1-2-1-2 when we have 2 feet to walk with. So we're made for music.
All right. Now tell me a little bit more about Music Therapy Association of British Columbia.
This is our provincial association, and this is a good way to find a music therapist or to find out more information. So there's different aspects on the website that you can click on Find a Music Therapist, and it'll ask you what part of BC you live in, and it'll give you a list of people who are practicing in your area.
Wow, what a great service. Thank you very much, because that answered one of my questions, is how do we find a music therapist? And, you know, is it covered by our health care?
Unfortunately, it isn't covered by health care. Like so many of the ancillary or auxiliary therapies, it isn't covered. Sometimes people, they can use different kinds of insurance to cover. Some music therapists use a sliding scale. So there's different ways, but unfortunately, we really wish that music therapy was better funded. And Music Therapy Association of British Columbia has been lobbying the provincial government for over 20 years to bring us in as one of the colleges. So we're really hoping, as the government of BC does a replan of how health colleges function and bring down the number of colleges to 5 colleges of health, that will be included, and then it'll be billable under health care.
And is CAMT also another website where we can find a music therapist?
CMT is the Canadian Association of Music Therapy. So if you're looking for contacts, for example, if you were here in BC and then you wanted to head to Halifax, then the CMT would help you find contacts there. So it's our national association. I'm excited about some of our work we're doing. We've been doing some really forward-looking work around equity and diversity in our association, and making statements on Indigenous rights and Black Lives Matter and Stop Asian Hate. So as an association, taking a social role in how we would like the world to be.
Wow, speaking of the world, there's also a website known as the World Federation Music Therapy. Are you also a part of the World Federation Music Therapy Association?
I don't pay dues,
no?
But I have presented at their conference. It's a wonderful association. I actually don't know how old it is. I probably should. It's been around for quite a few years, and they have a World Congress every 3 years, and the next World Congress will be here in Vancouver in 2022. So the world of music therapy is coming here.
Okay, and then there is the International Association for Music and Medicine.
Mm-hmm. And this association was created to make the links between medicine and music. So now there is a lot of research going on in how music is processed by our brain, and that means you have to have neurologists and music therapists talking to each other to share their knowledge. So that's the association was about bringing together medicine and music.
All right. I've been speaking with Suzanne Sue Baines, who is a music therapist and is offering workshops and courses at the Capilano University, a Bachelor of Music Therapy degree. Is there a contact for you, Sue Baines, where people can tap into your services?
Well, me specifically, like if you wanted to learn about the music therapy program, you would need to email the coordinator of the program. I'm one of the instructors in the program. And then if you want to get a hold of me directly, you could email me at S-B-A-I-N-E-S, Sue Baines, S-Baines, at capilanou.ca. And then I would try to direct your email to whatever resource you're looking for.
All right. This is one of the techniques that I use to get through some of my hard times. I was walking around downtown Eastside-wise like I always do. And I was having a really, really rough day, and I started singing this song, and it's really easy. So I would invite the listeners to tap into this song whenever you're feeling the blues. It goes like this. Feel free to join me, Sue. It's real easy. Do you have the la-di-da's, the la-di-da's, the la-di-la-di-la-di-da's, does you got? Do you have the la-di-da's, the la-di-da's, the la-di-la-di-la-di-da's, does you got? Do you have the la-di-da's, the la-di-da's, the la-di-la-di-la-di-da's? And if you got, do you have the la-di-da's, the la-di-da's, the la-di-la-di-la-di-da's? Why you got? Do you have the la-di-da's, the la-di-da's, the la-di-la-di-la-di-da's? See, and you can take it as long as you want and just keep singing it until you feel better.
Yeah, just helps you move along, doesn't it? It's fun.
It is fun. And I thank you for joining us on Co-op Radio 100.5 CFRO, The Pulse.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for all the good work you're doing.
You're welcome.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.